Good morning, it's Wednesday, January 26th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our new e-edition product. Tacoma now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Now on with today's top stories. Expect morning fog turning to partly cloudy, then ending with evening fog. Temperatures will be a high of 41 degrees and a low of 30. State lawmakers are considering a bill that would criminalize selling or using fake COVID vaccination cards in Washington. Under the Senate bill, those who attempt to use forged vaccination documents at retail or service establishments could face a potential misdemeanor charge. That's punishable by a $1,000 fine, up to 90 days in jail, or both. Those found guilty of selling the cards would face a much harsher penalty, potentially a felony. The Senate bill is scheduled for an executive session on Thursday, January 27. If approved, the law would go into effect 90 days after the session ends. Officials identified a Tacoma man killed in a shooting outside an apartment complex in Midland. The Pierce County Medical Examiner said 27-year-old Gage Halstead died Sunday of multiple gunshot wounds. The office ruled his death a homicide. Halstead was one of four men shot Saturday at about 11:20 p.m. near the intersection of 76th Street Court East and Golden Given Road East. One of the other men shot was Halstead's brother, and another man was his cousin. It's not clear how the fourth victim knew the others. Pierce County deputies are still searching for the shooter or shooters. They are also asking the public to keep an eye out for a vehicle connected to the case. It's described as a white or light-colored sedan seen leaving the scene of the shooting. Deputies said the vehicle makes sputtering noises. Multiple people are out of their homes today after a fire in Lakewood. The fire at a three-story apartment complex on Tuesday morning damaged some of the units. West Pierce Fire and Rescue crews responded to the 4400 block of 106th Street Court Southwest at about 2:15 a.m. Spokesperson Jenny Weeks said the building was evacuated and no one was hurt. Crews contained the majority of the damage to the back of the building, but Weeks said three units were damaged. The fire's cause is under investigation. The parents of a college student who died pledging a fraternity are backing proposed legislation to toughen penalties for hazing in Washington. Sam Martinez died in November 2019 of acute alcohol poisoning while pledging a fraternity at Washington State University. The 19-year-old was a freshman. The first of the bills his parents support updates Washington's 30-year-old hazing laws. It would forbid any act, quote, forcing a person to consume any food, liquid, alcohol, drug, or other substance which subjects the person to risk of such harm as part of an initiation or recruitment process, end quote. It would also now include athletic teams as a type of student organization forbidden from hazing. The bill is accompanied by another, which would reclassify hazing to a gross misdemeanor or, in the case of significant bodily harm, a felony. Some Pierce County residents want action on a crucial bridge that's deteriorating. Fox Island is home to less than 4,000 people. The island's single bridge connecting into Gig Harbor could cost millions to repair or replace. The National Bridge Inventory rated the Fox Island Bridge a 7.6 out of 100, ranking it one of the most structurally deficient bridges in the state. Residents are tired of studies after years of acknowledging the bridge's safety concerns. A group of them has started holding community meetings about the safety of the bridge. They hope to organize a meeting of the entire island in the spring to present a unified front when confronting the county for action. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit TNT offers for more information.